This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. No constitutional amendments passed the Republican supermajority Montana legislature in its regular session this year, even though Republicans did try to pass a number of constitutional amendments. Montana Republicans held a historic supermajority at the legislature, and prior to the session, the list of proposed constitutional amendments kept growing. Republicans proposed a constitutional right to carry firearms, constitutional sheriffs, legislative approval of redistricting, legislative selection of the Board of Regents, limitations on the Montana Supreme Court, but none passed. The GOP held the winning hand this legislative session with 102 Republicans of 150 legislators. Any proposals for constitutional amendments that legislators approved with two-thirds of the Montana legislature would have been forwarded to voters. But the Republican Party includes hardline Republicans who view the 1972 Montana Constitution as a liberal document. The party also includes Republican moderates, and at least one legislator, Republican Representative Wayne Rusk, voted against all constitutional amendment proposals. Republicans had the required two-thirds needed to pass constitutional amendments, but still ran into opposition to amending Montana's constitution. All in all, legislators asked for 67 different drafts and introduced 19 proposed constitutional amendments, but even a Hail Mary attempt to revive the constitutional carry amendment failed in the end. Republicans introduced all of the proposed constitutional amendments. Wyoming postponed its shed hunting season amid a historic winter kill of deer, elk, and antelope. Wyoming's popular shed hunting season was set to begin May 1st, but is postponed through May 15th. The action is a response to a severe, prolonged winter that killed big game animals at alarming rates. Rick King, Wyoming Game and Fish's chief of wildlife, said, "Big game animals have experienced a tough winter and are highly vulnerable to human-caused disturbances, such as being moved around by people on the landscape gathering antlers. The unnecessary use of energy and undue stress can increase wildlife mortality. Postponing the shed antler collection in some areas of the state will help minimize stress, protect big game, and increase their chance of survival." This year's severe winter weather hit Wyoming's mule deer and pronghorn herds particularly hard, and pronghorns in the Pinedale region suffered additional die-offs due to a rare outbreak of pneumonia-causing bacteria. Mule deer death rates in the Wyoming range, which runs north to south along the state's central western edge, have exceeded 50%. And as of mid-April 2023, half of all collared doe antelope in the famed sublet herd were dead. In response, game managers have eliminated more than 10,000 antelope hunting tags. Teton County in the northwest corner of Wyoming is exempt from the postponement because there are relatively few pronghorn and mule deer that winter there. Wyoming Governor Mark Gordon expressed concerns about the influx of out-of-state shed hunters that hits western Wyoming every spring. Governor Gordon told the Wyoming Game Board, "I've been in the western part of the state at the opening of antler season a couple of times, and it is a zoo out there. Everybody running as fast as they can trying to get antlers. A lot of Utah vehicles stacked at trailheads the night before. There is some consideration about maybe trying to do some tighter restrictions on it. It's not only challenging for the wildlife, but it's also very challenging for the people on the ground there, fist fights and other things as well." Back in February, Wyoming lawmakers passed a bill that gives resident shed hunters a head start over non-residents at the start of spring seasons. The bill also said that shed antlers dropped on public lands are the property of the state of Wyoming, thereby allowing the Wyoming Game and Fish Department more leeway when enforcing shed hunting-related rules. The 3-day resident head start will go into effect in the spring of 2024. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.